This is the Shelley Irwin Show podcast from WGVU for Thursday, March 12, 2026. Today, early childhood teachers, Blandford Nature Center, vehicle safety recalls, Laugh Fest 2026, and Meals on Wheels, community walk, and 5K, all ahead on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast from WGVU.
Adrian Monge on the line. Michigan Education Workforce Initiative. We discuss you, program director, to meet the governor's pre-K for all mandate. Michigan needs more early childhood education teachers. I'll let you take it from here. Let's talk to you, Adrian. Thank you for your leadership and your this initiative.
Thank you very much. There is only one childcare slot for every three or more children who live there. And one of the biggest factors impacting our ability to serve more students and families and to be able to meet that 75% threshold that we're working towards for pre-K for all is staffing. And so My Early Apprentice is focused on making sure that we retain all the educators who are currently working in our early childhood workforce. One who is already serving children has the opportunity to advance and get their next credential or degree. Pre-K for all requires that teachers now have to have a bachelor's degree and teacher certification. And one of the biggest challenges is that folks working in early childhood don't earn enough money on their own to be able to go back to school and pay for it out of pocket. And so our focus is on making sure we remove those financial barriers and that everyone who is already committed to serving Michigan children and families has the opportunity to continue to do so and to work towards becoming a lead teacher, because that's going to give them the best opportunity to earn a living wage in this field.
Adrian, I'm going to get into the weeds here a little bit. This initiative committed to providing pathways for aspiring early childhood educators. How early childhood are we talking?
So we serve teachers that are working in birth to kindergarten environments. So we're talking 0 to 8 years old. We support candidates in getting the child development associate credential, or CDA, which is the first credential that you can get in early childhood that helps certify you to be an associate teacher and to serve infants and toddlers. From there, we can support candidates in getting their associate degree, and that CDA stacks towards their associate degree, so they actually get credit for having that first credential. And then from there, candidates are able to continue on to pursue their bachelor's degree and teacher certification. And we offer two different pathways for teacher certification, one that supports the birth to kindergarten teaching certificate, and a second that supports pre-K through third grade.
Are you working with colleges specifically on this for either recruitment or education?
Yes, absolutely. We have 6 different higher education partners. Those include community colleges and traditional 4-year universities. And that list continues to grow as demand for our program continues to grow. We have been able to work with our partners to ensure a seamless experience for candidates and that their credits transfer from one institution to another. One of the most innovative partnerships we've been able to partner with is a 3+1 program between Northern Michigan University and Washtenaw Community College. It is the first 3+1 program in the state of Michigan. Teacher candidates are able to spend 3 years at Washtenaw Community College completing work towards their bachelor's in early childhood education. And then in the 4th year, all of those credits transfer to Northern Michigan University, where they complete their final year of coursework online and also complete student teaching right there in their community. Because all of this coursework is accessible online, candidates don't have to live in Washtenaw County or in Marquette in the Upper Peninsula. They're able to access it anywhere from the state. And those first three years being at the community college level brings down the cost and allows us to access other public resources to support candidates like Michigan Reconnect.
It's wonderful. You, it looks like you started this, you rolled out in a soft launch back in January of 2025, and now you are ready to go. If one is listening and interested, how does one reach out?
Yes, absolutely. You can learn more about My Early Apprentice and the work of Michigan Educator Workforce Initiative by visiting our website at miedworkforce.org. The application for My Early Apprentice is open now. The priority application deadline is March 16th. The final application deadline is May 1st. And this program is currently open to candidates living in Macosta, Crawford, Ogama, Oscoda, Roscommon, Saginaw, Oakland, Wayne, Montcalm, Marquette, and Alger counties.
Wonderful. We need to get you on the west side of the state. That is for sure. Tell me, in closing, a bit about your organization, the Great Michigan Education Workforce Initiative.
Yes. So Michigan Educator Workforce Initiative, we really see ourselves as a hub for educator talent. Our focus is on making sure that all current and potential educators, from middle and high school students who might be interested in teaching, all the way to school employees working in support staff roles like teaching assistants to substitutes, have the opportunity to become educators, to advance their careers, or to create systems that enable every Michigan student to succeed. We partner with school systems, experts in the field, and educator preparation programs like those I just mentioned, offer a portfolio of programs that do this. This includes programs for people who want to become teachers, mentorship and leadership development opportunities for our existing teachers, and even opportunities for leaders to create the conditions necessary for educators and students to thrive.
Your passion is evident and strong. Adrian, how do we find out more information one more time for the action item, please?
Yes, visit our website, miedworkforce.org. You will be able to find information about all of our programs there, including My Early Apprentice, by clicking the menu bar at the top.
All right. Keep up your good work on behalf of you as Program Director, Michigan Education Workforce Initiative. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How about tapping the trees this Saturday? Blandford Nature Center celebrates the annual sugar bush, the 56th annual Blandford Nature Center. What a gem in our own backyard. And that gem, much to do with you, Kate Klemp. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having us on.
You're quite welcome. Well, winter, still here, but that doesn't mean we can't tap a little bit of maple syrup.
Well, honestly, it's the hot and the cold that makes the sap flow. So we're thankful for the hot and the cold and going back and forth. It's that it's waking up the trees. It's waking up birds. You can hear the woodpeckers tapping, and they all want to get at that wonderful sap. So we're gonna share it with them, and then boil it down into the sticky sweet goodness of maple syrup.
Yes. Tell me about Blandford Nature Center.
Oh, Blandford Nature Center, like you said, it's a gem in our own backyard. And for a lot of people in the area, it is their backyard. You know, we live in the city and we have one of the nation's largest urban nature centers, 264 acres of wetlands and woodlands. And now we have this wildlands out where the golf course used to be. So people get to get outside and observe an amazing nature preserve and really remember how they are connected to nature. And that's what we do, is we help people get connected to nature and get connected to all the things that they get to do outside.
Let's get into what is happening Saturday from 10 to 3.
Oh, we are inviting everyone to come to our Sugarbush Festival, which is an annual community festival, 56 years, like you said. We've been doing it for a very long time, so we're really good at it. But it's so much family fun. Any kind of family, any kind of friends, family, or littles or bigs or young and old are all invited. And what we do at that festival is we celebrate all things maple. So we've got treats, maple treats, like maple cotton candy that we make on site, because there's maple sugar in maple syrup, of course. And then we do, we show people how the syrup process goes from tapping the tree all the way through the boiling process in our sugar house. And so you can learn how to do it in your own backyard if you wanted to and had a lot of patience. But then you also get to like taste a lot of other amazing maple foods. Like we have the Blandford School kids are going to be cooking some sap dogs, which basically are hot dogs made with maple syrup. It's amazing. If you don't want the healthy version. And we also have crepes. So we've got the creperie is coming, and they're going to make a special maple syrup crepe for people if they want to enjoy some tasty treats. And then also you can learn the indigenous practices of tapping trees and making maple syrup. Because really, our original settlers learned the process from the indigenous populations that were already here. So you get to learn all about the stories of the native peoples here. And then also you get to appreciate the process that they taught all of the original settlers that came here.
And there's actually a Blandford Sugar House.
Yeah. It's the cutest little nook in the forest of Blandford. It's where we actually have a wood stove, and we boil down the sap that we collect from all these, 264 acres of trees. So we have a sap wagon that goes around, and all the kids from CA Frost and from Blandford School get to tap trees, and we have field trips. Do you know that we have 15,000 people come in every single year on a field trip to Blandford Nature Center?
Wow.
And it's just it's such a big space that we can have all these people coming and enjoying time at Blandford Nature Center.
But I would think this Saturday is a pretty special day.
Oh, yeah.
As well. You also will be offering live blacksmith demonstrations.
Yes. So we have a blacksmith shop, and it's Women's History Month, so you'll appreciate this. We have one of the only female blacksmiths. Yeah. So she'll be there along with some of her friends, teaching people how to tame the forge, shall we say. That sounds really exciting when I say it that way.
What kind of wildlife ambassadors will we be able to see?
Well, we will be bringing out some of our wildlife ambassadors. Those are our non-releasable, rehabilitated Michigan native species that come and live with us at the Nature Center. And they get to come out, and folks that are at the Sugarbush Festival on Saturday, it starts at 10, goes till 3. You get to see these animals up close. They're going to teach you how those animals awake in the spring and how their behaviors change as the entire world wakes up from our sleepy winter months. And so now they'll be showing people, and you get to see those animals up close. Sometimes you even get to get your picture taken with them. Yeah.
Wow. You'll get your picture taken here.
No, I
but
will.
Yes, Kate Klemp with us on behalf of Blandford Nature Center, celebrating Sugar Bush this Saturday. Blandford Nature Center, there's a small admission fee, but I trust that goes into your programming?
Yeah, it's really, it's a fundraising. So we're a nature center that is completely run through philanthropy and admission and membership, a lot like WGVU. And we rely on the collective action of our community to come and enjoy what we have and preserve and protect the Nature Center. And so we have a very small admission fee on a daily. So it's only $5 to get in on a daily basis. But on a special event like today on Saturday, it's $14 if you're not a member to get in. And then kids who are 2 and under can toddle around for free.
Free is good. And I know my little Bubby and I have and me have walked some of your trails.
I
and
there
are some,
there the
there's
other
some
day.
Deer and
Does
other
Bubby,
critters.
Does Bubby say that he's going to go up against those deer? I bet you he does.
I think he might. I think he could. He's
a little
Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah.
But those trails are available for us.
Yes, exactly. And as long as your dog is leashed and as long as you pick up after, we welcome a lot of Blandford dogs. They're some of our favorite pups in the universe. And those dogs are welcome. There's 8 miles of trail. So if your dog loves adventure, bring them on out to Blandford Nature Center. Keep them on that leash and pick up after them. And we'll even put out a bowl of water for them to lap up after all that exercise.
That's what's important, is to take care of our critters. Mm-hmm. All right. Probably leave your critters at home for the Sugar Bush Festival.
I'd say so, because if you are out and about all over the festival, you're gonna your dog might be a little intimidated by the crowds that arrive, and also some kids are not used to having dogs around them. So just being at Blandford Nature Center, where they get to see all the owls and turtles and even our bobcat, Apollo the bobcat.
Oh, yeah.
That's a safe way to encounter our Michigan wildlife. And you get to increase your adventure at your own pace.
Details one more time for Saturday, please.
Saturday, it's 10 to 3. Lots of activities for the whole family. If you come right at 10, parking sometimes gets to be an issue. So plan on coming maybe around noon. Get yourself a brunch crepe. And then there'll be still plenty of activities for everyone. You can get your tickets online, BlandfordNatureCenter.org. And if you go online today or tomorrow and you buy tickets for your family, you get a 20% discount if you pre-buy your tickets. So go online, get your tickets, BlandfordNatureCenter.org, and you can check out those tickets 20% off if you buy four or more when you pre-register for the festival.
Save a little to spend a little.
There, that's what I'm saying.
All right, Kate Klimp, good. Back you go to make sure the maple trees, sugar maple trees, are ready for their experience on Saturday. Say hi to the Bobcat. Take care.
Thanks so much, Ellie.
Gilda's Laugh Fest has opened. My goodness gracious, the 16th year, Sweet 16, more than a seriously good time, a festival that offers something for everyone. We all embrace laughter, and it's all good forms, but there is a reason. Good that you are here yet again. I think we've done this 16 times. President of Gilda's Club, Grand Rapids, and Laugh Fest. Hello to you, Wendy Wigger.
Good morning, Shelley. Good to be here.
Yellow's still the theme, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We're yellowing up for sure.
Hunter Miles, you have a big night ahead of you. Michigan Mashup Variety Show. You ready to be to entertain us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to do my best. Thanks so much for having us.
I'm glad you're here. Stand by. Wendy, what an honor to be able to continue speaking with you on behalf of the 16th Annual Laugh Fest that goes now through Sunday. How are you feeling? Number 16. I hope it's not getting old.
Oh my gosh. You know, I think we continue to kind of rework the recipe every year. It's an honor to be able to be here in our 16th year of Laugh Fest. It's all because of the community's embrace and local comics and incredible talent that we have just right in our own backyard. Yes, we bring people in from outside the community. That's great. But the fact is that we can bring the smiles and the laughter all year round right here in Grand Rapids and West Michigan.
Why are you doing Laugh Fest?
Laugh Fest, the whole proceeds from Laugh Fest help to support the free emotional health program offered through Gilda's Club Grand Rapids for cancer and for grief. And it also is a great awareness raiser too, Shelley, because, you know, we have a mission that not a lot of people want to think about, because who wants to think about cancer and grief? But our namesake, Gilda Radner, the original funny girl from SNL, on her cancer journey, recognized that we need to embrace all of the emotions through life's tough stuff as well as the joys. And so Laugh Fest really helps us do that.
Yes, we'll give this at the end, but where do I find out more information and follow along with the lineup?
You bet. LaughFestGR.org. You can get all of the information. We do have content guidelines on the website. So if people are wondering what they're going to walk into, we want to let them know that we have clean adults as well as anything goes. And family-friendly, we've got a lot of great things happening, both free and ticketed events, over 30 of them happening in 5 days.
And again, proceeds going straight to your Gilda's Club. Last night was the Cancer Survivor Showcase, a Misfits Variety Show. What do you have for us tonight, Hunter?
Tonight we have a great lineup of shows. A couple of my friends at North Kent Comedy are putting together the North Kent Comedy Show at Atwater Brewing, with Carl Sobel headlining that. Also the Clean Comedy Showcase at the Bob and Dr. Grins, as well as two Michigan mashup variety shows. The early show, 7 o'clock at Midtown, and I'll be on the late show, 9:30, also at Midtown.
You'd have to take a nap today?
Yeah.
Probably not.
That was such a great venue, too, Hunter. I know. I love that we were there last night for the Cancer Survivors Showcase, and so it's going to be awesome tonight.
Every show there is always, it's such a great venue. I've performed there many a time.
This is Midtown?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the old, used to be the listening room. The floor above.
Studio C there, yes.
Yeah. Floor above, Studio Park, the movie theater and whatnot, yeah. Wonderful staff, beautiful venue.
It can be beautiful, too.
You know what, both. Yeah. Beautiful staff and venue.
And I want to point out, there's still some tickets available for tonight's show, both the 7 o'clock and the 9:30 show. Mm. And so if people are looking for something good to do this Thursday, you can come on out. You can either get tickets in advance or come up, and we will allow you to purchase tickets on site. We've got a little QR code, and make that happen for you.
Now is the time to laugh. More on you, Hunter Miles. What's your brand?
I do a variety of comedy, mostly talking about myself, my life experience, a lot of observational stuff. I cater to families as well as those enjoying a night at the club as well. I'd like to bring variety to the show, which also very happy to be on the first of Michigan Mashup variety shows tonight, where you can enjoy both stand-up and a variety of stand-up, a lot of different styles, as well as some improv and sketch as well.
Thank you. We'll come right back to you. More, Wendy, on what you are offering the community through Sunday, please.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We've got some wonderful shows that are still available to folks, and we have everything we embrace here, both the clean adults as well as what I would call the anything goes. And also on Saturday at Gildas Club itself, 1806 Bridge Street Northwest, we have a day of family adventure. It's all free. We've got Kids Joke, Drumming with Josh, Family Improv. We also have that afternoon, the Gospel Fest. That is also an event that is free to folks to attend. It's a great celebration, a lot of fun there. And then, of course, we have on additional opportunities for the Comedy Project. We've got the Monet Exchange, which is happening at the Big Room. Cooking with Comedy, and that is Chef Jenna, and what a treat she is, both in terms of just what she does for this community. Tickets are very low in inventory for that show, so if you're interested, make sure you hop on to the website right away. But Shelley, one thing we really try to do is to offer something to everyone. We don't all laugh at the same things, but we all do laugh. And so we want to let people know that this is a festival that's not only good for you, but for a good cause.
And again, that cause is Gildas Club. It's Gildas Laugh Fest for the 16th time. Hunter, what is it like to be in a room of laughter?
Every year, I believe this is my third or fourth time with Laugh Fest, partnering and getting to be a part of all the fun. And that's probably my favorite part of Laugh Fest, is to be surrounded not only by a lot of people who enjoy comedy and just came to laugh, but also a lot of comedians who come into town to also provide those laughs. I'm very fortunate to surround myself with a lot of funny people who do nothing but bring joy to others.
That's nice. And how did you get started? Why did you find this niche?
I started about 7 years ago. I had a fun time getting through recovery. I had to through recovery, I found a way to speak publicly that actually made me comfortable and others comfortable when listening to tragic stories and whatnot. So I found comedy about 7 years ago, and I started podcasting a little bit there, and I loved it. I love bringing joy to people. I love making people laugh, and it makes me feel a little bit comfortable as well.
Wendy, we ask the same question every year, which you get as well. Why are we laughing?
Well,
at cancer, with cancer?
You know what? Gilda Radner said, cancer's so unfunny, it needed someone like her to give people permission to laugh. And I love what Hunter just said, because it reminds me of a quote from a former Laugh-Fest alum that came in here, PJ Welsh. He said, laughter is the surprise recognition that we're not alone. You can be in a room full of strangers, and now you've shared an experience in laughter. And it could be, it's not just the stand-up comic or the improv, but it could be the only smile, the only piece of joy that people have gotten in that particular day. And people like Hunter and the talent that they bring to the table, or to the stage, I should say, are amazing, because they bring that opportunity for us to do all of the good things that laughter brings into our life, even during those toughest chapters.
Now, Wendy, I'm going to let you look at a picture from my memories.
Oh, my goodness.
Describe what you're looking at.
Well, I'm telling you, that is quite a throwback there, Shelley. Yeah, it's one of those fun times where, you know, we really love to yellow it up. It is March. It's the middle of March. You know, we had a couple of shy days of spring, and now we're facing windstorms and what might be another ice storm. So if there's a reason for you to want to get out and laugh and smile and enjoy some bright smiles and yellow smiles, now's the time.
Nice. Hunter, as we start to wind down, I mean, let's hope that you don't, you know, that everybody laughs at you. Yeah. What happens if you say a joke and no one laughs? That never happens.
Oh, it's never happened. Not a once. I've been lucky enough to host local shows and bars for about 6 years, so I'm very, very comfortable with non-laughter. When you surprise people at a bar with comedy shows, you tend to get those kind of reactions. I'm fine with jokes not working. Was stated earlier, not everyone laughs at the same thing. But that's also why I try to do a variety of comedy to try to catch whatever audience will enjoy me.
Well, we know we're laughing at and with you to support your talent. All right, before I get everything in detail from you, Wendy, and of course your wonderful Red Door Gala is sold out, but that brings
us... Well, actually, we do have a few tickets available.
Sorry.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that's okay. But if you want tickets to the Red Door Gala, oh my goodness, too much laughist already, right? You can still get those. It is a higher price point ticket, but it's also a donation that goes to Gilda's Club. It's the beautiful Meyer Gardens and Sculptor Park, and the butterflies are blooming.
Yes.
Two alumni, Tammy Piscatelli, Brad Upton, both wonderful comics in and of themselves. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a great opportunity to celebrate 25 years of Gilda's Club. 16 years of Laugh Fest, 25 years for Gilda's Club. And it's just because of the community that we are still here.
Yes, thank you. Hunter Miles, tell me details one more time for tonight and how to find out more about you.
You can follow me on Instagram at @_HunterMiles or on Facebook, Hunter Miles Comedy. If you want to see me tonight, personally, I'll be doing the late show for the Michigan Mashup Variety Show, but there's a ton of great shows. That one is at 9:30 at Midtown, but at 7:30 at Atwater Brewing, you can see my very good friend Carl Sobel and the NKC team. Carl Sobel headlining and the NKC team supporting him. And then Clean Comedy Show at the Bob, Dr. Grins, and as well the early show for the Michigan Mashup Variety Show, 7 o'clock at Midtown.
Wonderful. Thank you. Have fun, as they say, break a leg. What do you leave us with, Wendy Wigger?
I just want to say thanks to the community and thanks to you, Shelley. You've been along this ride with us for all 16 years. It's people like yourself and the community that continue to help elevate the awareness of what it is to have and embrace emotional health and do that during some of life's toughest stuff when it comes to cancer and grief.
Remember gathering at Rosa Parks Circle with our chickens?
Oh, my goodness. That was year one. And even Michael Radner, Gilda Radner's brother, was there.
Wow.
I just got a little note from him last week. It's going to be in our gala program. He actually sent me a picture of him and Gilda. Gilda at age 23, Michael at age 27. Talk about precious, and he's still a great supporter of ours. He just doesn't travel out as much.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Hunter and Wendy, enjoy this 16th edition of Laugh Fest.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Lonnie Haschel on the line. He's a vehicle safety expert from the National Safety Council, urging drivers to check for open recalls, get free repairs, and more. I look forward to this conversation. Plus, how about that 2025 survey that reveals common misconceptions and more? Good morning to you, Lonnie.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having me on.
Yes. Do we assume we know if our car has a serious safety issue, but that's not often the case? Start here.
It's exactly right. People think, well, my car's running fine, I don't need to worry about it. Or they get something in the mail and they think it's a sales pitch. We really want people to take safety into their hands and check their vehicles to make sure there isn't a unknown or hidden issue that they were completely unaware of. And that's why we've developed checktoprotect.org. It's a simple web page people go to. They can enter their license plate, their VIN, and find out within just a few moments if they have a recall on that car.
So what exactly is a vehicle safety recall, please?
So a safety recall is issued when a vehicle or one of its parts has a problem that could put drivers or passengers at an unreasonable risk of accident or injury. Could be anything from brakes, steering systems, airbags themselves, seat belts, or any other system or component. And when that recall is issued, the manufacturer, through the authorized dealers, will repair that recall for free. And that's one of the things that people aren't aware of, is if there is a recall on my car, my truck, or whatever, I can't really swing paying for it right now. If it is a official vehicle safety recall, it will be repaired for free by an authorized dealer.
Why is this important? Why does it matter for drivers?
So the big thing, and ignoring a safety recall can really put you and your family at risk. It can lead to perhaps even a crash or even more costly damages to your vehicle. So we want to make sure that people are aware and they take the time to go ahead and make it part of their routine maintenance. We all change the oil in our car, hopefully. We check the tires, we check the brakes. You know, in Michigan, we got to change out the tires here coming up pretty quick. Hopefully we're done with snow soon. So when you're doing that, just take a moment and check your vehicle for recalls, because ignoring that could put your family or you at risk of being injured.
Yes. What are the most common misconceptions about recalls, and how can ignoring them put us at risk?
One of the big things is people don't realize how a recall is so prevalent. For example, in Michigan, there's 1.5 million vehicles that have unrepaired safety recalls. And of those, there's 129,000 plus that have airbags that are under that critical recall, where if they're deployed, shrapnel can actually come through the airbag itself and into the passenger compartment and injure people. So the big misconception we're really fighting is, you know, it's not that big a deal. My car's running fine. Well, that airbag one, for example, you won't know until that crash happens and it's too late. So we really want people to be proactive and check that vehicle for recall before something happens. Make that part of your routine. The other big misconception we run across is, I'd mentioned it earlier, I can't afford to get this fixed. If it's a safety recall, the manufacturers are committed to making sure that their customers, drivers, passengers are safe. So we want people to, again, go into the dealership, use checkprotect.org, find the recall. If you have one, contact the dealership and set up an appointment. You know, make sure they have the parts in stock, and they will repair that recall for free.
Lonnie, you mentioned this. There is this, because you are the senior program manager of the Check to Protect program. Obviously, this is the name of our conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct.
What else do we need to know?
So the big thing is, again, and we've all been guilty of this. Perhaps someone's got a piece of mail that came from a manufacturer, and they look at it and they shred it. The main thing we need people to do is check for that recall routinely. Checkprotect.org, enter the license plate, enter the VIN. You also need to be aware, again, that it's free. Those are the big misconceptions. And we want to make sure that you're checking the entire family. So if you have a family of cars, you know, mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, you know, mom's business truck, whatever it is, make sure you're checking every vehicle, because you don't have to be the owner to get the vehicle repaired for free if there's a recall on it. So if it's a fleet truck you're driving for work, go ahead and check that vehicle for recall also. You can always let your manager or supervisor know, hey, I just checked this car or this truck or whatever I'm driving. I found out that it has a recall. You can take that in without being the registered owner, and even if it's out of warranty. So if the vehicle is beyond its warranty period and there is a safety recall issued by the manufacturer, that recall still will be repaired for free.
Good. They say nothing's for free. I commonly say sometimes things are. Lonnie, is the good work of the National Safety Council? How important is your work?
The National Safety Council is America's oldest nonprofit organization that is leading in safety. It's 100 years old. It's actually chartered by Congress. And the National Safety Council itself promotes everything from the workplace to home is what it's all about. We want to get people from home to work and back as safely as possible. Everything from safety on the road with vehicle recalls, for example, checkprotect.org. We want people to be safe there. We have teen driver safety programs, child safety seats. And in the workplace, we want to make sure that people are you know, lifting safely and doing defensive driving and working around, you know, first aid issues and such. So that's the Safety Council in a nutshell. It's a nonprofit organization, and its main focus is safety, which is why we're here with Safety on the Roadway with CheckToProtect.org.
Wonderful. All right, there you are. Carry on. Nearly one in five cars has an unrepaired safety recall, and many drivers don't know it. So now you do. One more time, that website, Lonnie Hashel.
The website is checktoprotect.org. Squish that all together, checktoprotect.org. Come to that first page, and you'll see look up my vehicle by license plate or VIN. Click on either one of those. You can either enter the number or just take a picture of it, and you'll find out in just a few moments if you have a recall on your vehicle. If you do, find a dealer, click that button, and we can get you connected with a dealership where you can get that recall repaired for free.
On it. We are the messenger. Thanks for your leadership. Take care to you.
Thank you, Shelley. Appreciate the time.
Our next guest has some goals to get you to march for meals. Hot diggity dog, love the marketing, and of course, you all about what we are to know. Dave Gilman on behalf of Meals on Wheels, Western Michigan. Are you ready to do a little marching come the 28th?
I am. Good morning, Shelley. Thanks.
Great to you. Appreciate
you. Yeah, we're excited for March 28th, the March for Meals. This is our fifth annual event. For March for Meals. It's a wonderful fundraising opportunity that raises awareness for Meals on Wheels Western Michigan and the services that we provide. It's a 5K run and a 2-mile community walk. So if you're a runner, there's a timed race. If you're a walker who's more casual and doesn't race, there's something for you too. So it's a really fun event for our community. Something that's really special about it and fun, and you'll love this, Shelley. I know you know this as a dog lover. Dogs are welcome. We love to see the pups out and enjoying the morning along with their runners or their walkers. It's a fun element to the morning.
I know there's an opportunity to purchase a dog finisher medal as well, so make it happen. Oh, Dave, why are we doing this? Why does Meals on Wheels Western Michigan need a fundraiser?
Meals on Wheels here in West Michigan serves about 6,000 seniors in our community each year. And these are seniors for whom many of them would not have access to nutritious food if this program didn't exist. So it's a really important community service that our community has embraced over the years to raise needed funding to augment what we received under our public monies. This is one of the things that we do that gives us an opportunity to raise some funds and have a good time, raise visibility too, so people can see the program and understand the importance of what we do, that there's so many seniors in our community who are often isolated and for whom nutrition is a challenge.
Yes. All right, details for the 28th. That's a couple Saturdays to keep on training, as they say, but it'll be bright and sunny and warm. Tell me, we're headed to Millennium Park?
Yes, Grant Pavilion at Millennium Park. The race starts at 10 a.m. It's $40 for participants, and that includes a T-shirt and a finisher medal. So there's a couple of cool things that you walk away with that are included in that participant fee. That morning, we're also going to have some fun stuff going on there at the event. We'll encourage people to show up at 9:30 or so and enjoy the happenings there. We'll have sponsor tables and some information, vendors and things going on, so people can have a good time and enjoy their morning out there.
Yes. And, of course, yes, the dogs and kids all welcome. Dogs on leashes, please, I would hope. Every registration does help provide nutritious meals, so that's important. Any costume contests or anything this year?
Yeah, great question. We love to do this. We've had a tradition over the 5 years that we've done this. We invite people to wear costumes if they like, and we encourage food costumes. Last year, we had a banana running and a pickle running, and we had a dog in a costume, and it's lots of fun. There's some fun pictures floating around on our social media of that as well. If you go to the Meals on Wheels Western Michigan, look us up on Facebook or Instagram. You'll find some fun pictures out there. If you want more information on the race, mealsonwheelswesternmichigan.org. And you'll find March for Meals there. And you can hit the registration tab there and sign up for the race.
Yes. Are our seniors hungry in our own backyard, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. We have every year we'll serve more than 500,000, more than 500,000 meals to seniors here in Western Michigan who otherwise are going to be challenged. Many of them are homebound or semi-homebound. Some of them are people who in their own home can stay in their home because of services like this that help them to access nutrition Otherwise, they would have to take advantage of other services that are far more expensive living in residential settings. So our seniors are really important to our community, and honoring their contribution to our community by continuing to help them access services like this is a commitment that our community has made. And we're excited to be part of that web and network of services.
And, of course, fundraisers like this do provide the extras for those needing extras to get their meal served.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Tell me more about what you may need throughout the year. Volunteers?
Yes, thank you. We have a terrific team of volunteers, and we always welcome more. We had last year almost 1,700 volunteers who are part of what we do. Some of them are people who volunteer every week. Some of those are people who volunteer once in the year. And we just appreciate our community so deeply who are part of what we do and contribute their time and their talents to make this happen. Some of those are drivers. We have a large team of volunteer drivers who are delivering meals each week, who are just amazing people who bring care and compassion to our folks. The moments on a doorstep, delivering a meal and checking in with somebody is a critical part of what we do to make sure that people are safe and that they're well cared for.
And one may not realize, and I hope we do, but your meals are made in your beautiful kitchen.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And presented and packaged and more.
Our facility in Granville on Wilson, right next to downtown Granville, we've got a large commercial kitchen there. We've got a team of cooks and professionals who are working there preparing and packaging meals every day. Today, they'll prepare between 3,000 and 4,000 meals in that building. It's wonderful food. I enjoy it. I actually had pulled pork yesterday, so it's great food.
To taste your own production, yeah, as they say. And there's a food pantry.
Yes, here in Grand Rapids on Fuller, we have a senior pantry for seniors who are low income. That means 200% or less of the poverty line. So those seniors can often be challenged to continue paying for all the services that they need when they're on fixed income. So that pantry here in Grand Rapids provides them with food, packaged food, so non-perishables as well as some perishable products as well, so people can go in there and do sort of a mini grocery shop. Qualifications for that are obviously income-based, but there's a huge number of people on fixed income who are over the age of 60 for whom that's an important opportunity.
And I know you have dining sites throughout the area as well.
Yes, there are 14 what we call community dining sites spread throughout our community where seniors can have a meal with another senior, sit at a table and enjoy fellowship and battle isolation. Senior isolation is one of the major health factors for seniors in their potential decline. So having an opportunity to break bread with one another and enjoy a nutritious meal is an important thing for us. There's more information about that on our website as well, mealsonwheelswesternmichigan.org, and you can find those locations there.
All right. Coming back to why we are talking about the good work of Meals on Wheels Western Michigan, needing friends and funds. March for Meals does happen right around the corner. Details one more time for March 28th, please, Dave.
March 28th at Millennium Park Grant Pavilion, 10 a.m. March for Meals is a 5K timed race and a 2-mile community walk. Accessible to runners who are competitive and walkers who are not. So we got something for everybody that morning.
Yes. So I'll be on your microphone saying go, then I might jump in and run. How's that?
I love it.
Dave Gibbon, thank you for you and, of course, inviting the community to be part of Meals on Wheels Western Michigan to help your own senior neighbor out in one way or the other, time, talents, and treasures. See you on March 28th. Thank you for you.
Thanks, Shelley.